So thank you so much for coming, everyone. There's Ben's root beer, there's cookies, there's some cool stuff going on. Thank you all for coming. It's now the open house.
This may be the last time anyone's going to eat cookies in Sitka's new Career and Technical Education Center, or CTE. It's just a matter of time before this huge warehouse-like building attached to Sitka High will be ankle-deep in metal shavings and sawdust. The CTE was the brainchild of Randy Huey, the now-retired woodshop instructor who's directing us to the cookies, and Tim Pike, who's still teaching metals in auto shop. He takes me on a tour of the automotive area where four lifts have been installed.
The old shop was, we did a lot of great stuff in there, but it was a lot more cramped. So this expansion has really helped the students kind of see the possibilities and kind of go forward. So
I've heard the cars are like so hard to work on nowadays. I mean, how has the automotive program changed?
Well, we certainly do a lot more talk about computers, but in some ways, cars are easier to work on because the computers do a lot of the thinking for you, unfortunately. So when you plug in your diagnostic tool, you don't have to worry about so much kind of figuring out the mysterious symptoms, because a lot of the sensors will give you information that in the past we would have to really dig for. So in some ways, they're a lot easier to work on. In other ways, they're more difficult because they're more complicated. There are more systems to learn, more systems to learn about the integration of. So, So if there's been a change, it's been from sort of the base understanding and that being enough to the base understanding plus understanding the integration of systems.
Integration not just of automotive systems, but of fabrication and assembly systems. Moving the car lifts into the CTE has created room for a digital plasma cutter, which can create metal in shapes limited only by the student's imagination, Pike says. Another machine is cutting an aluminum gear for one of the outboard engines that line the walls. There's space in the CTE to build anything from a skiff to a pretty substantial boat in the 30-foot range. Next door, just past the computer fabrication lab, Pike releases me into the company of Mike Vieira, who teaches woodshop. I've always thought this was an impressively large shop space already, accommodating projects from small nameplates to large cabinets. Vieira had reservations about teaching construction indoors.
For me, it's pretty much just a big open space that is out of the weather. I felt kind of guilty about it because I was like, well, if kids are going to do construction in Alaska, they're going to be outside. That's a real teachable skill.
Vieira is a second-generation vocational teacher at Sitka High. Two substantial sheds are under construction, maybe about 200 square feet each. Then there's the tiny home, an actual 120-square-foot house constructed on a flatbed trailer that is designed to move every few years with its owners. Vieira says he got over his guilt when he saw how productive his students became in the CTE. The new facility means that students can think and act on a larger scale.
I think that's the biggest thing we teach is how to work. And then once we get that, the skills come pretty quick once you kind of get into that mindset of working.
Right.
And I'm actually pretty impressed with how far some of the kids have come as we've put the rafters on, cutting rafters for anyone that's tried to deal with all those angles and the math involved with that. That's kind of a brain teaser until you really get that process down and do it over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Vieira says the tiny house will be the CTE's first two-semester project. In a way, though, the CTE itself is a Sitka High project. The contractor, Chris Balovich, went through this program. Metals instructor Tim Pike believes we've come full circle in vocational education.
Do you see kids going out of your program into the trades?
Absolutely. Probably half of his crew building this building were my ex-students. So.
Did that concern you at all?
Absolutely not.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.